Well, I'm proud of my team. They adhere to the game plan. First, I just want to talk about Westview. Westview is a great opponent. My hat's off to them. They had a tremendous year. Very well coached. I thought when I told our guys in the pregame, when you look at the box score, we had to win one of two matchups, and it was going to be between Bontrager and Haspy. And we harassed a very, very nice point guard into a rough day. But you look at his stat line, he still had 10.7 rebounds, 4 assists. That just tells you what kind of player he is. And I said in other interviews, as equally as happy as I am that we won, I'm sad that it was the last day with these guys, because they're a special, special group, special to me. We've had great relationships for a long time. And now they're just, these three senior captains are just going to move into another phase of their life. And hopefully we've taught them a lot along the way.
Questions?
Trayvon, where does this one compare, to the first two state championships?
I think nothing will be, as special as freshman year, just bringing the first state championship to the school. But it's up there in the ranks, with how good of a feeling it is to bring them the third. Last year, we didn't make it this far. So, just to kind of get this feeling back, means a lot.
What does it mean to you to break the scoring record in the 2A championship?
It means a lot, but I was unaware that I lost playing. So, just to be able to accomplish these accolades, without even, having to force it really, just it means a lot more than if a person was just trying to get his. So.
Austin, can you talk about that third quarter and just you guys they were keeping it close with getting a lot of offensive boards, and it seemed like you guys hit another gear there.
Well, in the first quarter, we had first half, we had a chance to really break it open, and we kind of messed around with the ball and turned it over and didn't rebound, let them get it back. And we missed our opportunity to really blow it open there. And then third quarter, we hit shots, did our job on the rebounding end of the floor, and just sealed the deal from there. We weren't going to let them get back into the game.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about your offensive philosophy? Is it a part of your guys' strategy to shoot a lot of long balls and to really put up big numbers and shoot early in the possession?
Yeah, I think these guys are going to laugh. I mean, I'm not much of a defensive coach, but we want to run and we want to put a lot of pressure. I mean, that was kind of the differing strategy from last year when we got upset. I felt like that maybe we need to play a little faster and utilize our athletes just maybe a little bit more. It was a little defensive change as well, playing more man. But we wanted to challenge. That's why we led the state in scoring, and we felt like we could run away from teams, and I think we did that today. The plan was always to be able to have and utilize our firepower. I mean, these guys made a ton of shots. I mean, 14 for 27 from three. It was reminiscent of our last state championship where we kind of shot Bowman out of the gym a little bit. But at Westview, great team. They're a great defensive team for us. And we just made shots today. We made a few more than them, and that's why we won.
You talk about the job that Bryce did, 18 points, and
I think it just caps off what we've been trying to get through Bryce all year. I mean, he's a tremendous defender, and it shows. I mean, he harassed Bontrager, and he was gassed. I mean, Bryce did a great job. Jordan's a nice player. I hope he goes on and plays in college. But, Bryce to make shots, all of his shots today were in rhythm. That's what we tell Bryce. I mean, he's a great rhythm shooter when he shoots it in the flow of the offense, and he did that today, and it kind of capped off what we've been trying to get through to him. But when you talk about his contribution to winning, I think he would point to that he made it tough on Bontrager today.
Alex, can you talk about your mindset a little bit, just of the team coming in? I was watching you, and you're laughing. It seems like the team was loose most of the game. How confident were you guys coming into the game?
Well, I think no doubt we have a lot of talent on the team, but I think our preparation is what sets us apart. I think going into each game, we know what the other team is going to do. It's just a matter of us executing it on the court. So Coach Cox does a great job of that. We go through a game plan, scouting report, so we know what's going to come. It's just a matter of us executing. When we do, we're pretty confident we can come out with the win.
Coach, the third and 4 years, talk about the culture at Park Tudor and the expectations of runs in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's why this one feels pretty gratifying, because these guys sat around in the spring. But to a man, they didn't sulk. When we came back from spring break and I had gotten the job, I mean, they were all in the office ready to work. And we've never wavered from that. And, you know, even though we got upset early last year, I mean, we were still Marion County champions. We still had a nice year. It was just a little early exit. I mean, this is our fourth state finals in 5 years. I mean, everyone forgets about that year. We kind of stunk and got everything going when Yogi was just a wee little guy, you know. But, you know, the culture is that we do things the right way, and in the Park Tudor way. We kind of mimic Butler a little bit. I mean, the guys know our philosophy and the system and how we do things. And if guys are willing to work hard, I mean, I think that we're going to be able to continue this, you know, for a while here.
Kyle, it didn't look like you were too happy at halftime. What was going wrong, I guess, in your opinion there at the end of the first half?
Yeah, I mean, I knew we were kind of getting out rebounded, and to kind of finish, we were up maybe 10 or 12, and then we gave up. We kind of gambled on a play and gave Weaver a three, and that was kind of a thing that we talked about. We didn't want to give him any open shots, and then, you know, we subbed to make sure we didn't get a foul with Dwayne or Evan, because they both had two, and we gave up a free throw block out rebound. And Trayvon picked up a second because we were ready to put Trayvon on Aspie in the second half to try to corral him, and then he gets his second. So it just a kind of culmination of things, deviation from the plan a little bit. And, you know, these guys, they did it in the second half. They did what I asked at halftime. We came out and just really, really executed.
Trayvon, just talk about the moment of walking off the court for the final time. It was a
heartbreaking moment. You know, it was like a bittersweet moment. You know, you're happy that you've accomplished what you wanted to accomplish, but at the same time, you know, it's sad because, you know, that's the last time you'll step on the floor with these group of guys. And, you know, we've kind of built a culture where we're pretty close with each other. So, you know, to not be able to play with these certain group of guys, you know, it's kind of a depressing moment, but at the same time, I'm happy.
Trayvon, what do you hope this does to maybe put you in that race for Mr. Basketball to win that race?
You know, I can't really speak on that. You know, I'm not, you know, Mr. Basketball is a great award, you know, and, you know, hopefully with our team accolades, it does a couple of good things for me. But, you know, overall, I'm just happy that we got the team win. You know, it's, you know, our theme over the whole season was team over me. So, you know, I'm just happy that we got the state championship, and you know, that's all I really can care about right now.
Alex, I know I asked you before about, you know, playing with Trayvon. You know, just kind of, you know, sum that up if you would, the last couple of years being able to play alongside him.
It's been great. You know, freshman, sophomore year, he was a great player then, and he really mentored me, especially when I was just a freshman. But I mean, he's come such a long way. He's turned into an amazing player. You know, people have doubted him since day one, since he was a freshman, but he's just come in and just went to work. I mean, when Yogi left, they kind of said, you know, Yogi got him a lot of baskets, Yogi this, Yogi that, but then he came in and he made the team his, and he just took it over. I mean, there's so many games where you just look and you look back and then the ball's in the hole. You're just like, how did that happen? But I mean, he's a great player, and it's sad. I get a little choked up, you know. It's going to sting not playing with him again, for sure.
Any other questions? Guys, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you.